Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, go.
Judith, we're on. We have the best introductions.
I have a cat sitting here yowling at me, and I'm trying to get rid of him. Have him go somewhere else.
Oh, God. Welcome to the Unknown Zone, the talk show about the unusual. I'm your host, Dave Turkowitz, co-host Judy Sellington. Which cat is this? Is this Licorice or something? What's the name of this cat?
No, it's Fenway.
Fenway? Didn't you have a cat named Licorice?
No.
Didn't you?
No.
What was the one that you were hiding from your landlord? For God's sake, don't you remember?
Jeez. No, because we've had a number of different cats and stuff.
Okay, never mind.
That was evidently a long time ago.
Well, I remember you had Chico and you already had Nina, and you were only allowed so many, and then this cat came into your life. I could have sworn it was black, so therefore you named it Licorice.
Well, that was, I can't say his name on the air.
Oh, my God.
Well, I can't because it's not a good word because everybody kept saying, oh, he's a little, you know. And he was a miserable cat. So anyway, he went to live at the farm.
And, I see.
Live up in the barn. And then I got Fenway. And he's
got
not
it.
Black.
Oh. Well, it is black cats and Halloween. So we're in October, so we're going to be doing folks. Haunted locations from around the world and places that you've never heard of, places you can go visit. You know, in the old days, ghosts used to scare people. I mean, they still scare people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became popular with movies, you know, like Ghostbusters, and that was like a comedy, I guess. I never even saw it. And then you have these reality TV shows, which you can't swing a dead black cat without hitting.
Oh, there's tons of them now. I mean, there's still Ghost Adventures is still on. And
Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventures. It's unbelievable.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Oh, many, 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 many. Paranormal everything. There's a whole paranormal.
I mean, if somebody wants to go and do, you know, go to a haunted place, they have these tours and stuff all,
sure.
You know, all this, especially the entire month of October. So, yeah, and you can go to a lot of places where they are definitely for what you would want to call haunted. And, it's kind of fun to go do that. I mean, you can go to some of the other ones that are, you know, make-believe, and they have these people dressed up and all that. But then you can go to others where they actually, you know, have been noted for being haunted buildings. And
yeah, I'll just throw this in before we get into our show. Judy and I are from Westerly, Rhode Island. But anyway, years and years and years ago, when the what's now the Chorus Hall, it used to be Immaculate Conception Church. Dig this. It used to be Immaculate Conception Church, a Catholic church. Then it turned into the Center for the Arts, I think, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They had, when they first did a haunted house, it was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal because this old building is actually a really cool building with outstanding acoustics.
Mm-hmm.
But it was rickety. And, or is that the one, the building that's gone now? Was it that the building right next?
No, there's a building that stands now because
that's
got the best acoustics. Yeah.
All right, I got it. Anyway. Yeah, because the Immaculate Conception had to leave it because it was falling down. It's still there. That had to be 40 years ago. Anyway, they had this amazing haunted house where, you know, people would jump out at you and out of closets and all that. It simply was fantastic. But that was before, like, there were any rules and regulations. And, you know, the floors really did creak. I can remember going up. these stairs, and I think I almost fell through the stairs. And so because it was so popular, they had to, you know, make sure, you know, it just was too big. And they ended up closing the damn thing down. It was amazing. But that was, you know, that was a fake haunted house in that, you know, people all of a sudden jump out at you. You never knew what to expect. It was dark. It was
things. Well, there's still a lot of fun to go see.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
However.
It's a fun time.
There are some scary places.
Well, there's there's a lot of different places around too, you know. We have right here in Westerly, which just was announced, I think, last year, is our public library is haunted.
Yes, that's correct.
And you can go down and go around through there, and I would probably guess that they would have some sort of, you know, tours or a year maybe, and you could go down, and they actually had, I don't know which ones they were that came. They were ghost hunters
It was the ghost hunters themselves came down.
Yeah, and they came down last year and did a whole thing on it. And
it was very good, actually.
Filmed and yeah, and so I mean, how many times have I been in there and had so many weird feelings, especially when you're in the stacks, you know, and you have this feeling like somebody is watching you, or whatever. I used to get a lot of eerie feelings in there, but I mean, it's an old building, and you know,
it's a different, it's a neat building. And you get to see our little hometown. It's a really neat building.
50 years old or something.
We have some really good architecture here. And
yeah,
it's a very nice building. But you're right. Certain parts of it are really elegant. Some parts of it are kind of dark and scary. Other parts are new. It's got a bit of everything.
All different things, yeah.
Yeah. But that one is haunted. I mean, I just believe that there are haunted places probably on almost every street, but
I would imagine.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, and you
there's a lot of very old buildings around here.
If you want to go to somewhere local, just go to your computer or any device that can get to the internet, and just put in whatever your town is or state and look for haunted tours. Believe me, every state has them. Every state, and they're throughout the entire world. I mean, if you happen to be traveling to India, 25 most haunted places in Mumbai, they have tours there. They have tours in Bangladesh. They have tours in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, all the European countries. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, the European countries. I know Edinburgh and, what is it, France and London, either the underground there is supposed to be all haunted.
Well, you know,
so you can go down through that stuff and they say that a lot of people don't want to go back down a second time because they are noted for being haunted like that. You know?
Yeah, I'm not into going into catacombs or some hideous place, but but anyhow, it's one of the things, Judy, I'd say that sort of transcends culture. I mean, the Chinese have it, the Russians have it, Americans have it. Everybody has hauntings and everybody believes it. Well, you know, the official line. One thing I have to say is, not that we tend to address things like this. We brought up like briefly last week, you know, like these sex scandals or whatever. It sort of blows the lid off of the hypocrisy and the fake veneer of everything, because you have the people on TV, the people, you know, it's right out of an Orwellian book, really. I mean, here's this guy like Weinstein, who's a monster, and you've got people applauding him and praising him at every Oscar, right? Because they do. Because he comes across with so much money. All the while, they all hated him. But nobody, we didn't. I mean, the little plebs like us didn't know he was a lech. But everybody in the business knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same sort of thing where you've got this little veneer of, oh, do you believe in a haunted house? Or do you believe there are ghosts? I think we're a little bit past that. I mean, we've proven, this is already known, and it's one of the things, like I say, it transcends all cultures and societies. Everybody has them. So I think that's actually kind of cool. But, you know, like officially in America, you know, it's accepted and it's certainly on TV. It's not quite as made fun of, but it still sort of is. I can just guarantee, I can tell you, Judith and I both have personal experiences. It's real. We live in a multidimensional world, and the hauntings tend to come from, yeah, they're not in the physical plane, but it's a lower astral plane, and they're here. And one of the places, you can go, there are many lists out there. Most haunted places in the world, most haunted places in America, most haunted places, blah, 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 blah. You know, just Google any of those things and they come up.
Mm-hmm.
However, this one, travel to the dark side, the most haunted places in the world, and anybody can go to these places. Highgate Cemetery in London.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just the picture of it, it's spooky because it's so old. You know, like the moss and the ivy covers all the tombstones and the gnarled trees. It's just classic. It would be kind of neat to go there. But absolutely, 53,000 graves. So somebody's sure to be haunting it. They have a Highgate vampire. It's a tall man with glowing eyes and a top hat. Many ghost sightings, horrible apparitions. Happens all the time, and people make a point of going there. If you don't see a ghost, it is still loaded with famous graves, such as Karl Marx, George Eliot, many, many others. Lots of different things, a lot of different architecture types in there. So kind of a neat place if you're going to London and you like ghosts, go to Highgate Cemetery. Real cool. Another place is the Stanley Hotel, made famous by The Shining.
Oh, good, yeah.
Which I love that movie. I'm not a movie person. However, I watched that one several times. It's, first of all, the acting was brilliant. And, of course, we got Jack Nicholson being the terror of terrors. And that poor little kid running in that maze in the snow. It was unbelievable. That was a really neat movie. And the real Stanley Hotel is, in fact, haunted. You can go there. I don't know why you would.
I mean, that's been seen a number of times with ghost hunters and all different people going there. I think everybody who's a ghost researcher, if you want to call them that, they've all been to the Stanley Hotel because it is so very haunted. It's just an amazing place to go to.
Correct.
So, you know, we have towns right here in New England that are haunted. And that's that good old Dudley town. Remember that one?
Oh, yes.
It's over in Connecticut, and it is an abandoned town founded as a settlement in the mid-1740s. And it lies in the middle of a forested area in Cornwall. Mm. The original buildings are gone, and only their foundations remain. Footage has been captured of restless spirits in the air, and hikers have reported seeing orbs as well. Visitors claim that the area is unusually quiet and without wildlife, and it's on the private property. And believe it or not, that one no one can get in to see because it is closed to the public. But that one has been, you know, people have gone in there in the past, and it's a very eerie place to go to, but that's a whole town. There's the other one, that Barrahack, and it's a settlement in Pomfret, known as the Village of Voices and the Lost Village, and it was once a thriving little settlement founded in 1970s by this Higginbotham guy, and Jonathan Randall, and it has been reported that sounds from the past can be heard on this land. I guess that's very much like down south, you know, with the war and all that went on. You can still see ghost soldiers walking around down there and all that. So there is much information provided about this eerie little settlement in books and the internet, and I have provided the best link here on this page, my personal experience with Barrahack, which is this person's experience, was not extraordinary, but one of odd feelings of being watched and followed. The area itself is oddly silent and still, with very little or no animal activity present. You know, that's very common around some of these haunted towns and stuff. There's just no wildlife around them. It's very, very dead quiet. Mm-hmm. And there are very, very few, if any. There's not even birds around these places. The ruins of the houses and cemetery are quite beautiful, as is the land. However, it is clear that it remains inhabited by an energy not supplied by humans. Barahack is not marked on the Connecticut map anywhere, so you won't find it, you know, looking at maps. I tried, and this Thompson Town Hall of Records refused to talk about the settlement altogether. I had to do some research and found its location online. It is private property, so if you decide to get permission. I was quite upset to see that people are throwing their trash around. It's amazing what people do. They're so stupid. They take these private properties, and then they're throwing garbage and everything around. It's no wonder these people don't want them on their land. Please respect history and the dead if you're going to go there. And there's a number of other ones in here as far as Devil's Hop Yard State Park. That's in East Haddam.
Yeah, been there.
Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
That's a different area. That's real weird.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of these areas, and they are definitely, when you get there, you're going to notice it. It's either very, very still and quiet, or it's just eerie feeling.
Well,
you know,
Devil's Hop Yard, which is in Connecticut, not far from where we are, it really isn't. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. the land is so different. The rock mm-hmm. formations are very different. It's just so strange. In such a short distance to go to a place that is so very different. Hard to explain. You'd have to go there to see, but it's quite obvious once you're there. But there are definitely places all over all over the world where this happens, where you kind of know where places seem nice to be, and then all of a sudden, oh, this place is different. And a lot of times, too, I know that, say, in the United States, where the Native Americans first inhabited the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Those same areas people had, you know, it didn't matter if they were the Native Americans or the people who came after, they have the same reaction mm-hmm. about what's the sacred place, what's a scary place, what's a haunted place, you know, those sorts of things. It always holds true. Absolutely.
Right.
Internationally, you have our friends in Romania. There's a place called Bran Castle, which is the home of Dracula. It's really cool. But anyway, not only is it home to that, but it is considered one of the world's most haunted places. And you can go there. And again, that has been on the International Ghost Hunters. They went there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is one of Judith's favorite places. The Catacombs of Paris, France. Which is, you know, like they're underground.
It is an eerie place.
Ugh. You know, places like that shouldn't even exist. They really shouldn't.
I'm surprised they have kept them, but they do. And, you know...
They're human skulls all over the place.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the largest.
At least do the decent thing and bury the skulls, you know.
Ugh. That's all I wanted to see is a bunch
bury
of
the poor
human
buggers.
Bones. Why not?
Mm. Well, Rome has those too, you know.
Oh, I know.
They have their catacombs,
they're
and they're just full of skulls and skeletons and whatever.
Yep.
It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, it's 186 miles worth of catacombs.
Mm-hmm.
There are 6 million human skeletons below Paris. This is insane. Then nothing good can come of that. Anyhow, are you there, Judy?
Yes.
Okay. We could go to a lovely location in Belize. I don't know how you exactly pronounce this, but I'm going to try. Zwanatunich, I think is how you actually pronounce it. It's in the Mayan language. Anyway, there's a woman dressed all in white who exposes fiery red eyes at anybody who can see her. And she's supposedly an ancient Mayan. She's so frequently reported by locals and guests alike that the site was named the Stone Woman. That's the translation of that name I sort of butchered, in the ancient Mayan language. Oddly enough, all reports dating back to the late 19th century are eerily similar in nature. The woman is seen ascending the stairs at El Castillo and disappearing into a wall. Her traditional Mayan dress and her manner of gliding up the temple intrigues history and paranormal enthusiasts, as she may indicate the ritualistic process of sacrifice common in ancient Mayan practices. I don't know that that's true. They always talk about, I thought those were Aztecs. Did the Mayans ritually kill people? I mean,
Well, they think that they, you know, they used a lot of them for sacrifice.
Well, that's what they claim. But anyway, who knows? She's probably an important person, but maybe not. You can go there. It's absolutely beautiful. But, one of the most haunted places in the world, Belize. And in Judith, Scotland, Edinburgh, the vaults and Mary King's Close. If you're not familiar with British isms, a close is just like a little side road. I mean, not even a road, a side. It's like a long driveway. It's like a glorified driveway. Put it to you that way. But that's Mary King's Close is it's a market area in Edinburgh, and lots of paranormal activity there. And they have ghost tours available through Mary King's Close.
Mm-hmm.
One of many places, but yeah, those are some of the famous ones worldwide. There's in Munich, Germany, the Rathaus Glockenspiel, which is in Marienplatz, which is the main Platz, whatever you want to call that, square in Munich. Apparently, that's highly, highly haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can go there. You have to pay a bit, I guess, to go, but still. And that place, one of the things that also brings in related to hauntings, Judith, is cursing. And there was a woman who cursed a family by vowing to kill every last descendant.
Yeah.
Which, take no offense, sounds like something you would do. But true. Her ghost has been spotted throughout the centuries. And mysteriously, within 4 days of a sighting, someone in the family dies. That's the theory anyway. So go at your own risk. Down in Australia, there's a place called Monte Cristo Homestead. It's kind of neat looking. It has been branded Australia's most haunted house. It was purchased in 1963 by the Ryan family. Monte Cristo Homestead has been fully restored to its Victorian glory and is open to the public as a B&B. If you can make it through the night, they also have ghost tours. And, it all started with actually a bunch of horror stories. A baby was torn out of a nanny's arms and thrown down the stairs. A young boy being burned alive in the barn. A caretaker being shot. And a staff member's mentally ill son being hidden away in the outhouse for over 30 years.
Mm.
So that'll do it. If you don't want a haunted house, treat people right.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what starts up with, people being murdered or violence or whatever. And then they tend to, later on, you find that these buildings are actually haunted.
Oh, yeah.
We have them right here in Massachusetts, for instance, with the Lizzie Borden House. A lot of people go to see Lizzie Borden House because it is a place where her parents were killed with an axe, and which it's now a bed and breakfast, and it's over in Fall River, Massachusetts.
That's right.
And it's a site of a double murder, which was her mom and dad.
Yeah.
And
my grandmother grew up near there.
Yeah, and you know, people still go there, especially this time of year. They still will go there, they'll stay there, or they'll do the tour and go through the place and everything, and they've maintained that pretty well. There's also one in Massachusetts, that Danvers State Hospital in Danvers, Massachusetts. It was an asylum thought to be very haunted.
Right.
And there are many references in popular culture about the hospital. While buildings were demolished, so the company could build apartments, the apartments are said to be now so haunted that the people are just moving out.
Right.
Because, I mean, how can you live in something, you know, there's a lot of weird things going on in those apartments. And then there was USS Salem, which is CA 139 in Quincy, which is now a museum ship. It's open to the general public. Though never seeing combat, the ship has seen its fair share of life and death, notably after the 1953 earthquake anyway. Serving as a, well, this thing is kind of splurred, like, it's not very clear. Serving as a hospital ship, the ship is home to the Four River Paranormal Society. And this one does host ghost tours on regular basis, and it's converted to a haunted ship open to the public during Halloween, and was even featured on the show of the Ghost Hunters. I remember them going through that, and that was pretty interesting. I mean, seemed to have a lot of definitely strange and unusual noises in there, that's for damn sure. Then you go to my favorite part of the country, and this is up in Montana. Bannock is a ghost town. I've been in Bannock. That was one of the first settled towns in the country.
What?
County. Sorry about that.
Oh.
It's reportedly haunted, and it was founded in 1862 and named after Bannock Indian tribe. It was near there.
Right.
Several reports of hauntings have been made there, including the apparition of a woman in a blue gown named Dorothy, who drowned in Grasshopper Creek. A gang of outlaws were also executed in the town, and their ghosts are said to haunt the area. And there are several epidemics of illnesses that were there, and they had a lot of infants die there in the town, I guess because of that epidemic. And 8 to 14 infants died in the town. Visitors have often reported hearing babies crying.
Yeah.
And there's the Copper King Mansion in Butte. That's another one was haunted by its original owner, who was Senator William A. Clark. And owners have reported a warm and welcoming presence in the house, but that one is not open that I can see to having anyone go touring through it. But then there's the old Montana State Prison and Deer Lodge, and a lot of these places, you know, if you check into them, they are open, and you can go through, and these are some pretty old places for the United States. I mean, granted, you get into Europe and things are much older over there. So,
well, in some places, just because of the World War II, a lot of it got blasted away. Some places still survive, but, you know, being here, here in the East, or New England specifically, we have things that are, you know, pushing 400 years old. It's pretty old. Certainly lots of things have happened here. You know, one of the things, like I say, though, getting back to these places like institutions, one time when I was getting some Ayurvedic treatment up in Canada, in Quebec, this is one of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's places, and it was formerly, I think, a Catholic girls' school or something like that. I don't think it was a hospital. And I remember the people who worked there, well, they got, so the next, okay, after the first day, the next morning, everybody was like, so, did you have any dreams last night? So, did anything happen last night? You know, things like that. I'm like, And it's like, oh yeah, they're like, apparently it was extremely, extremely common. People had very disturbed dreams there. I had some unusual experiences. I could totally see, especially at night, there was just this weird feeling of people going. And what was really weird was when I went there, there were so few people. You know, it was like, I don't know, here's this big school. And at that point, I think they were about to close that particular place. You know, they weren't making enough money. The staff was really reduced. And we were just rolling around in there like BBs. But you had the impression of people going, like, here you are in a, you know, in a room and basically a locked door. It just felt like people were walking up and down the hallway. And yet there were like three stories and probably, I don't know, 20 people in total. It was ridiculous. But I mean, kind of fun in a spooky way, but yeah, but absolutely, they said that people's dreams were very disturbed there. This is another thing that happens in these haunted places. Really weird. One of the most haunted places in the South is Savannah, Georgia, which I've been to.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to Savannah?
No, but I had just seen a thing on TV about this woman who went down there about hauntings and stuff and how haunted. I mean, they buried, I don't know how many hundreds or maybe even thousands of people under what is now the streets and where they built the town.
Mm-hmm.
The bodies are still under there.
Yeah, there's a section, there's like a new town, old town part of Savannah. I really like, well, the new town part is not, it's just crap. You know, it's just kind of faceless Americana, whatever. Old Savannah is really, really neat and very beautiful. It's kind of like Charleston, South Carolina, that part of it. Very haunted. Again, very different from other parts of Georgia. Yeah, it just feels different. I actually like it. Somewhere I've never been, though, is the Forbidden City in China. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's highly haunted. And, of course, again, having to do with curses and murder. The Ming Emperor Yongle ordered the secret slaughter of nearly 3,000 innocent members of his harem. And could you imagine having a harem of 3,000 people? But whatever. In an effort to save himself from a possible sex scandal. You know, that was in the 1400s. Not much has changed. A couple of years later, the Forbidden City burned to the ground, turning its 250 buildings to ash. God, that was just weird. I was just reading this. It was just a bizarre thing. Anyway, you can go to the Forbidden City today. It's kind of neat, but it's very haunted. There's a beach in Singapore called Changi Beach, which is quite famous. I know somebody who lives in Singapore. It is very, very haunted. It has to do with World War II, the Japanese occupation, which was not good. Not to knock the Japanese, but it was they were pretty brutal in the war. Apparently where Japan occupied versus Germany was even worse. That's what's kind of scary about the whole thing. The Japanese militia did a mass execution of close to 70,000 Chinese, and one of them was at Changi Beach. 70,000 people, Judith.
Yeah.
This world. And it said that the ghosts of the slain soldiers not only haunt the shore with weeps and cries of agony, but also with their blood. Blood-stained beach and headless corpses have been reported by beachcombers and passersby over the years. Yuck. And people go there for vacation, but...
No, this Ohio folklore as one of the most haunted college campuses in the United States.
I'm sorry, I missed
that.
In
1804, huh?
Which college? You had cut out.
Ohio University.
Oh, all right.
Established in 1804, the university is old, at least by Ohio standards, which adds to its ghostly reputation. A large number of places on the campus are said to be haunted, and numerous other popular tales are told about the university in Athens County. The British Society for Psychic Research claims that Athens, Ohio, is one of the most haunted places in the world. Filmed in an episode of The Scariest Places on Earth that was at the university. Many of the ghost stories associated with Athens and the university center are around the former Athens Lunatic Asylum. Always really gets back to the lunatic asylums that they used to have.
Yeah.
And horrors that supposedly went on there. Well, you know, a lot of those poor people were brutalized and died horrible deaths and stuff, so you can imagine if anybody's going to haunt something, it would fit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, a defunct prison that was shut down in 1990, which wasn't all that long ago, now people report cell doors slamming, yelling, physical attacks on women, and shadow figures, and it was investigated on the TV series of Ghost Adventures. So a lot of these places have been on TV, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of interesting because a lot of these places are either reformatories or asylums or, you know, the TB. Remember that TB hospital where everybody was dying from tuberculosis?
Oh, yeah.
And that was absolutely, I mean, that was a really absolutely haunted place. I mean, that was pretty eerie in there. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's a place called the Shanley Hotel, not the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. It's the Shanley Hotel. It's in upstate New York. It is so haunted. They have ghost hunts nearly every night of the year. And it says most curious overnighters leave frightened and thrilled at the late night chasing of active ghosts in the house. I really think they should get people to get those souls out of there. I'm not a believer in it. They should go to the light and get the heck out. I know we sort of differ on that, but that's my theory.
Yeah, well, you know, some of them, I don't know if they're all good spirits. Maybe some of them are demonics and stuff like that too.
Yeah, but Judith, good spirits wouldn't be at this level. They would be, you know.
Well, they should be moving on.
Yeah.
You know, they really should be moving on. But on the other hand, you know, it's kind of hard to tell which ones, you know, would be the good ones and the bad ones. I don't know. Did you know Exeter over here? Remember Ladd School? I remember taking mentally disabled children there years ago, and the things that I saw in that place were hideous. It was founded by Joseph H. Ladd. He was a doctor in 1907 and officially closed 1994. the school reportedly mistreated students, and there are stories of ghost sightings of the children who suffered, and there's noises and electronic malfunctions, and there's a lot of different things that go on in that place. There was something about something that went out on the lawn of that place, if I can remember that. There was a weird story about that place. The Exeter Job Corps Academy was built over the Ladd School ground, with many of the older buildings still intact and reportedly still haunted. So, I mean, that goes in. And there's Belcourt Castle. That's in Newport. It's a French Renaissance-style chateau, actually. It's alleged to be the location of numerous paranormal phenomena and events, including moving chairs, moving armor, ghostly apparitions, and a possessed statue, and various other sightings. A lot of those big old houses down there are supposed to be haunted, you know, down there at Newport. So that kind of doesn't surprise me, because there's a lot of, you know, some really cool buildings down there, but I think the Breakers is supposed to be haunted as well.
Hmm.
So, you know, there are schools, regular schools, that end up as haunted places as well. Loretta Lynn Plantation House and the surrounding area of Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, are both said to be haunted, and the founders of the plantation and its town, by the founders, I guess, there have been unexplained reports of Civil War soldiers, which is, you see that a lot through the South, either walking, marching, or camping around the towns or near the plantation. In 2011, Ghost Adventure Crew conducted an investigation inside the house and aired the episode Loretta Lynn's Plantation House, during which the crew observed a significant amount of unusual activity. And there's just a lot of those Confederate soldier sites
there.
It's just full of them. So that if you're sitting out there, especially at night or as the sun's going down, you can actually see these ghost soldiers marching through the woods. You can see it. I mean, it's like absolutely awesome. So.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, there are 8 New York City spots where you can get haunted by famous ghosts. There's Hotel Chelsea. That has had many, many famous people there. However, the two famous ghosts, well, one is famous, if you know music at all, Sid Vicious, what a lovely name. He was the Sex Pistols bass guitarist. He stabbed his girlfriend Nancy Spungen to death in their room at the Chelsea, forever cementing them in the hotel's history. Before he lovely couple. He, of course, overdosed on heroin, but he had called the Chelsea Hotel a vortex. I remember Sid Vicious. He's one of those absolutely whacked people, but at the same time, if you could filter out all the insanity, I think he was one of those people that was definitely in tune to different levels of consciousness. It was just pretty dark, that's all. But anyway, he and his girlfriend show up at the Chelsea. There's another place called One If By Land, Two If By Sea. It's on 17 Barrow Street in New York City.
Well,
and this has to do with the Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton and the famous duo. And anyway, it's considered one of the most romantic places in the city. It is absolutely lovely. It's very classy. But it's Aaron Burr's ghost is apparently seen by staffers and diners alike. And they will flicker the lights and things go missing from the restaurant, which was the original carriage house.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that sort of business go on before. There's the White Horse Tavern on Hudson Street. And the famous Welsh poet Dylan Thomas used to go there. And he was rumored to have ominously proclaimed, "I've had 18 straight whiskeys. I think that's the record," before going home and dying later that night. Anyway, he's never really left the White Horse Tavern. He's been spotted drinking there from his favorite table, only to inexplicably vanish into thin air.
Mm.
Then there's the Dakota Hotel. That's where John Lennon lived and died.
Yes.
Yeah. He has been found. Oh, my God. What a thing to say. He's been found. Found alive in Yoko Ono's closet. Which wouldn't, and oddly, that wouldn't even surprise me. But she was something. You know what?
She
had something going on. And I think we did a show one time on, like, Yuri Geller and John Lennon, didn't we? He had some really weird experiences in the paranormal, with UFOs, with aliens, with some egg thing that Yuri Geller gave him that was from some alien, these weird things that would happen. Apparently even his death, he sort of knew was going to happen. Anyway, he is seen there and has been seen. Yoko Ono still owns two apartments in the building. The very, very famous Algonquin Hotel. Let's see who's there. They're apparently, that was where a lot of influential writers and playwrights, poets, critics, journalists used to have their daily lunchtime meetings there. And apparently you can find some of the very famous poets and playwrights of the day, you know, in the last 100 years, still show up there. Edgar Allan Poe shows up on.
Oh, I love Edgar Allan Poe.
I know. He was an American.
Providence is, it was, I mean, you can still see him once in a while walking around on up in Providence on that, what's the name of that street? It's the same street where if it gets really foggy and stuff at night, or even during the daytime, you can hear the horse's hooves on the cobblestones and the carriage going down.
Oh.
And a number of people have heard that one, but yeah, Edgar Allan Poe.
I forget which street that is.
He hangs out up there.
Yeah, but it's not just there. There's a hotel called 85 West 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
A lovely name. Anyhow, yeah, Edgar Allan Poe, even though he supposedly, he very famously haunts Providence, possibly, my understanding is also in Baltimore, but also in this hotel in New York. He has
mm-hmm.
been seen there. He did live there for a short while. Anyway. And there's a really weird place called the House of Death. Which is kind of
Where
weird.
Is that?
Oh, that's in New York. All these are in New York City.
Oh, they're all in New York.
14th West 10th Street is the address of House of Death. And that's where you may or may not find Twain.
Huh.
They say that he shows up in an all-white suit.
Mm-hmm.
He favors the basement, the staircase, and the first floor. And it is considered one of the most haunted places in the entire city. And lastly, you can go to the Palace Theater, where you may or may not find Judy Garland.
Oh.
Yeah. As a... This is really
well, that New York State Capitol building in Albany is said to be haunted as well. But that goes along with our State Capitol building here in Providence. And that's notorious for being haunted.
What is?
So
the Capitol?
Our State Capitol building.
Isn't Gina Raimondo up there? She's haunting it right now.
Well, she's not the one that's haunting it from before, though. She's the new haunt.
And I hate to say it, she looks just like the Wicked Witch of the West.
No, she's different.
She does. She's got that nose, those black eyes, that little mousy hair. She's sort of bent over. You stick a little pointed hat and a broom under her. There you go. Dun, 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 dun.
You're terrible.
I am.
It happens to be the governor. So,
you know,
hey,
you know,
you know in North Carolina, Brown Mountain in Burke County. Have you heard about that, the Brown Mountain lights?
No.
You must have heard about it. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen them go up and try to figure out what these things are from. And
yes, I have heard of them. I have heard of them.
Yeah.
I still cannot figure out how. What are they? What's that one in Texas? Marfa lights or something like that? And those ones down in the Carolinas, how can you not, if you can't get in a little plane, can't you get a drone? And when they come up, why can't you send something there to find out what they are? Still has never
I think
been...
they have in a couple of places, and they see the lights, but they don't know where they're coming from. And still, it remains a mystery. But,
yeah,
this
but what
one
are
is...
they?
Ghostly orbs of light radiating from the mountain itself. I mean, a lot of them thought it was like gas or something like that. The Brown Mountain lights date back as far as the year 1200, according to local Cherokee legends. This was the year of a great battle, and the Cherokee believed the lights to be the spirits of Indian maidens who still search for their lost loved ones. There also have been speculation of alien activity. Wiseman's view of Linville Mountain is the very best vantage point from if you want to view these mountain lights. The lookout was used by German engineer William de Brom. In 1771, while studying the phenomena, he attributed the lights to nitrous gases emitting from the mountain and combusting upon collision. His theories were later disproven. As far as I know on this specific place, they haven't been able to prove anything. They don't know what's causing them, but they do occur. And they just don't know why or what creates these things, but you can see these balls of light come up, and it's kind of interesting. So that's in North Carolina, if anyone wants to take a little spin down there and see what's going on. There are a lot of weird things. It doesn't necessarily mean they're ghosts. I mean, this is listed on ghost activity because the Native Americans feel it's the spirit of Indian maidens. So... that's why they had it put down as a ghost activity.
Neat.
But, I mean, you can just go through and pick up tons and tons of places to go and see, and you can research them before you get down there. But, you know, a lot of them, and sometimes you don't even have to go that far. You know, it's like us here in this town, there are a lot of older buildings, and now with our library being said to be haunted. I mean, you can go down there if you want. I'm sure they're going to have some sort of something going on down there where you can go walking through. You know,
sure.
I would be surprised if they don't.
Yeah, well, perhaps. There are places all over. Again, a lot of these are hotels.
Yeah.
There is the Bourbon Orleans Hotel in New Orleans. That's highly haunted. It's got ghosts of children and nuns that can be seen and heard throughout the entire hotel. There was also reports of a ghost dancer, not to be confused with like the Native American ghost dancing, in the famous Orleans Ballroom. So that would be kind of neat to... You know, those are the types of things that definitely happen when you'll hear music or something like that. That's happened to me several times, many, many times in my life, when there really was no music at all. But that's what will happen.
Oh, yeah.
People will see somebody dancing or oh, like who's in the ballroom? Well, nobody's actually in the ballroom, but the Emily Morgan Hotel in San Antonio, the Omni Parker House in Boston. Again, we are from New England, so it's kind of a big thing here, but the Parker House is very, very famous. After a businessman died in room 303, there are multiple reports of laughter and the smell of whiskey. Stephen King's short story 1408 was all about the supernatural activity of room 303.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, of course, Stephen King's from Maine, and he's very much a New Englander, though he did the Stanley Hotel as for The Shining, but he's quite the one. He's definitely channeled some stuff. The Langham Hotel in London, that's a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, not so much nowadays, I think, but unless you're super, 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 super wealthy, people used to actually live in hotels. You know, summer rooms were
sure.
Like
a lot
permanent.
Of the wealthy people did.
Yeah, they actually lived there. And due to, you know, all the wars that have happened in Europe, apparitions of a German prince, a German soldier, and a doctor who murdered his wife have been seen there. That was on their honeymoon. The spirit of Emperor Napoleon III, who lived at the Langham during his last days of exile, also occupies the basement. Now, not room 303, but room 333 is the most haunted of the guest rooms and is available for booking for any brave traveler.
Yeah,
but I think it's kind of uncanny, though, that, it, you know, room 303 and the Omni and then the Langham, it's room 333 is the most haunted.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. The Southern Mansion is a hotel anybody can stay at in Cape May, New Jersey, which is a lovely town. And there are haunted people you can go see there. The Philadelphia industrialist George Allen bought the property in 1863. Says it's their relatives, especially Allen's niece Esther, is seen throughout the property, particularly in the kitchen. Yep. And then we've got what was a good one I wanted to do? Well, there's a lot in New Orleans, that's for sure. But I want to do let's hit an international site, Ballygally. Ballygally Castle in Northern Ireland. It was built in 1625. It's steeped in history, some of which is sinister. The original owner was Lord James Shaw and his wife, Lady Isabella. They lived in the castle until Lady Shaw either fell, jumped, or was pushed to her death from the top of the castle. I've always told people, don't go to the top of the castle. She is said to be friendly ghost, seen wandering around the castle or knocking on doors and then disappearing. The hotel has dedicated the ghost room in one of the tours of the oldest part of the castle in her honor. No, but I'm serious when I say that. In general, why do people, you know, it's like, oh, let's go to the Grand Canyon and hang out at the edge. Okay, why would you? Why?
Well, they built that glass floor out there. Now that you can go out and stand, and you're literally standing. It's like, I don't think so.
I know so.
I'm not getting on it.
No way.
No. But anyway, I hope everybody will take a look around. Look around your area, even your own town. There's a lot of interesting things that you can go see and check into and enjoy these few days of Halloween. But anyway, that's the end of our program. And I hope everybody has a great time researching this stuff because I think it's fun.
I know. Thanks so much, Judy.
Yep. Bye-bye.
For Judith Sellens, I'm Dave Turco in the Unknown Zone. See you again next week for another hour of the unusual.